This is Sunday, December 3rd, 1995. Greetings, Commander.
This is Yorgo Saturn, in light, in God. And in that God we trust. And as things seem to get a little bit darker and darker in the political world, the economic world, and in generally the natural world, hold to that truth. God is light. God is life. Everything short of God is unworthy of much attention. Keep that conduit open. Never mind concerning about it. Become comfortable in the knowledge and in the recognition of the energy forms that come, and you'll be fine. And listen to the babes. They're here to bring you home in their innocence and in their truth. Teach them well. Allow them to know. Encourage their knowingness. Discourage their naughtiness and their mischief. And if you're so busy encouraging their creativity and what you're going to consider their fantasies, they won't have much time for mischief. And you'll learn something too. And it's called love. Love and connection between parents, siblings, and child. Children test their boundaries. And remember that we are all God's children testing our boundaries, pleading for discipline, refusing and denying it when it comes, and picking up with the enemy because I'll show you, Daddy. These meetings are getting more and more pointed to the cause that anyone would have meetings. We need to update each other. We need to make our recommitments a little more clarity than they might have been during the week. And to make announcements for any who would share with us in some of the other things that are coming up. And I don't know, EJ, do you want to get those out of the way first before we go into discussions, or do you want to do it at the end?
Are you speaking of the writings and the readings?
I'm speaking right now of next week.
Oh, okay.
Saturday and perhaps Sunday, but probably just Saturday, beginning at 8 o'clock, we're going to have a nice little paint the farmhouse party. And Greg Sullivan from Yucca Valley is coming up with a painting sprayer and some paint, and we have some things here. Princeton and a few others, Wally, have been working diligently at getting the detail work done out there so that it would be ready to paint. So the preparation is pretty well done. And I don't know whether we'll have a meeting next week or not, but maybe the commander will have a comment on that. Anyway, we'll start out there. Well, we're going to meet here at the office at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning and go from here. And we'll probably some way we'll figure out how to have a picnic or something. So we'll have a nice time on Saturday next week. And that's December the 8th.
How much are you trying to get painted? Apartments also, or simply house?
No, the only thing that's being painted will be the house and the interior. It's a little bit too cold to paint the exterior. So it'll just be the interior of the house. But there's quite a lot of it. It's about 2,000 square foot house. So there'll be plenty to do.
It's the ninth, I believe. Saturday the ninth.
Wally points out that Saturday is the ninth, and he's correct. We did have it scheduled for the eighth, and Greg has rescheduled for the ninth. So thank you, Wally.
Someone please let Dave Pangborn know. He has always asked that if there's anything such as this, they would like to be notified even if they can't come. And Zita, of course, will be out of pocket, so maybe if someone else would make that.
I'll call.
Okay.
He's moved to Las Vegas.
Well, maybe we'll have a Las Vegas run over. Maybe Ron will come and paint. Well, Ron, I apologize. I don't think they think you will. That, of course, is going to be a major part of our discussion today. But I think I'll wait until after E.J. reads what I have written this morning. And Rick says that Ron called to say that the new Declaration of Independence was in the facts or something. I don't know that we'll take time to go over all these documents because I have some observations about documents and outside the regular run of constitutional events. You see, a lot of things are being totally confused, one within the other, that are totally separate in nature. And to try to overthrow one which has corrupted whatever was there and become a corporate, basically privatized structure that is only a part of the Federal Reserve System and the long reach of the foreign banksters, you have a corporate United States government. And it long ago replaced your constitutional government, but it built up from that so that it has structured its rules of authority in a corporate manner, backed up by the force of the United Nations and all the military. And it's going to be very hard for anyone to displace that. So you can threaten the president all you want to, but he's acting on the authority not of the United States Corporation, but of the United States Constitution, which allowed for the executive privileges. Whether they were ever there originally or not makes not a whit of difference. They came to be through a lawful manner. So we need to talk about that. We also want to talk about Kelly. There was to have been a hearing, and now I understand that there was a hearing, and it did not go well for Kathy and Kelly. It seems everybody, damn it, underestimates God and the gifts He sends you. Just because something does not seem to go right according to your picture of it does not mean that it isn't going to perfection. To have the end result that you ask God on your knees in your wisdom, please, thy will. And I accept thy will. And I'll keep plugging any way I see as my direction. Rick has said that one of the interesting things is that the judge ordered that Kelly be caused to read the book, Transformation. Under the assumption it would blow her completely away. No, it will not. It will only verify her mother's truth and the integrity that this young lady, who is now 15, I believe, must face. Out of La La Land. And through the strength of God and you people backing this young child, she'll not only stand up, she will demand her freedom. She's reaching maturity. And I want Kathy to know, and I want Mark to know, that regardless of what they think has happened here, it can only be to the honor of God and that child. Please. Let's disallow these. She's going to go crazy. She can't accept it. She can't handle it. She is a child of God and she will handle it. And while I'm on the subject, I purposely did not come to confer and counsel with Zita. This was something Zita had to counsel about and decide. Because at some point long ago, Zita said, "Let me, Father, I can fill these shoes. But I'm going to tell all of you in this room, Zita does not have cancer any longer. She has residual tumor cells, and they're going to pick up the radiation target trackers. And she is willing to go down and make herself the guinea pig to satisfy not only hers, but my scribe and all of you who don't trust enough. She's going to go through high colonic cleansing, all of the things I feel are a detriment to the body. You are going to have no way to know what heals her or what makes her sick again. You see, the requirements are that you can't come into this program bringing your aspirin and your Gias and your colloids and your stuff. We are going to treat you, and you are going to go by our rules. Well, maybe EJ would like to share the story that Greg had on her piece.
Well, I'm a real medic, you know. Greg called and said that he has a friend and neighbor down in Yucca Valley who's, I believe, in her early 80s, and she had a very serious case of shingles. I had to come and ask Doris, what in the hell is shingles?
It's a bad roof.
Well, apparently...
No, it's a bad roof.
Apparently shingles is a form of herpes, and usually around the belt area. And it can be very, very painful and miserable. Anyhow, they began to give her Gaiacol internally and also to rub it on the external. And
I could promise you they didn't rub it. They may spray it, they may dab it, but they didn't rub it.
Okay.
It's one of those things with herpes zoster, you don't rub it. It is absolutely one of the most painful surface problems you can have. It's like having a zillion fever blisters all around the lower torso, the lower chest area, usually is where it is worse.
Well, they could see an improvement from the first day, the first treatment, and at the end of a week, she was completely healed. So it was just an amazing experience for them and something we enjoy passing on.
Have you, any of you noticed with regular use of this that you're getting fewer and fewer and fewer herpes, cold sores? Well, the best treatment is, frankly, I believe, Oxysol, but everyone to their own tool. But there's something that you need to know, and some in-depth look at what you're able to accept. You're too close to the trees here. You can't look beyond the biggest tree. And Rick's cat can tell you how tall the biggest trees are. And I'm asked, well, are your brothers as tall as you? Are they shorter? Actually, the question never comes as tall as you. It is, are they tall or are they short? And I have to say, relative to what? 9.5 feet versus 3 feet. Somewhere in between. All my compatriots are quite tall. A lot on my team are short, by even your standards. But you're having an evolution now, an evolvement of a new species of man, tampered man, able to utilize integrated extraterrestrial thrust systems and things like this, but any of you who think that abductions are the norm, forget it. It's all part of the inbreeding DNA structuring programming that's been going on for a very long time now, and it's pretty well established. And it's established to come along with the takeover of the New World Order. And that always brings us back to what do we do about this New World Order disaster. And your nation, the free world nations, you have no free world. So we can let go of that problem. You have slaves and masters already. And it's how hard these masters are going to torture you to bring you into order. That's the only question. Or will you deny the masters their power, take up your power under God, not a new republic led by people? As to how quickly you will evolve, or whether or not more than a remnant will make it over to the other side into security and safety. You're all labeled, you're all numbered. You're all in the beast system. You're all in God's system. So the only remaining thing to be done is to make a choice of which system you're going to respond to. And I need to watch this very, very carefully. And part of the reason that my encouragement to Zita would be to go and experience, with full recognition that if she feels otherwise, not to either go this morning or to get back here. But let me tell you why I would encourage her to go. She will meet other people there. She becomes an ambassador there. Zita is in good health. The doctors don't know what to do to make sure she gets sick on their schedule. They already look at the wounds that look like last year's wounds. She bathes them in Giandriana and all of the calls she can get. And they're old scars. She's healing up. My God, oh God, what do we do now? Well, we're going to give her 2 years unless she goes through this full chemotherapy and radiation treatment. And we must do it. Start it within 6 weeks, at 6 weeks after the surgery. We've stirred everything up in there now, and we've got to get on with our implanting and explorations and make sure that we keep this disease under control. Now, she also has been given, if we treat it, you may make it 5 years. Well, I want to tell you something, that for a very long time, a five-year remission is considered a cure. And anything that happens after that is always called, in their vernacular, a recurrence. It's like your faults. You have 5 years of aftershocks, and then, by golly, you have a new one, a new quake. Well, we're not going to jeopardize her mental state by doing anything except offering all of the possibilities at hand. It gives us all an opportunity to follow what is good. There's ESIAC. There are priori systems wherein, usually working with a rife microscope, you can tell when the frequencies are beginning to knock out viruses and mutant cells, because you can follow it and see them in an alive state. People say, oh, we're going to use the Rife microscope therapy. And I am boggled. My Rife, Mr. Rife developed a microscope which could see living cells. You didn't have to kill the specimen. That's all. You see, when you color the cells, when you do a lot of things to the cells, you kill them. And if you looked at a live live smear of Zita's blood, you would find no living mischief organisms. You would find mutant cells. You have no place from which to measure beginning, where she is, or out there. You don't have the facilities to measure that. And I can tell you till you are green and bored with me, her condition. But the world is not geared to listen to me. So you need some way to measure progress or digression. And she's willing to do this. So let us support her in every way that we can. Before this tape is ended, I want some addresses whereby people can get in touch. Or they can be put out on the hotline or something. I want support. This is what we're about, supporting each other. Now, in Nevada, there was a Greek physician called Robson Monicus. I want all of you to be able to repeat that back to me and spell it. Well, he got in trouble and got closed down, etc. He was giving very, very, I'm sorry, stupidly so, $1,500 to $1,000 to sit in the chair for a few minutes, treatments, and the government closed him. You see, they forget that they start out working for God, they say. And I don't care if they're Greek or Bohemian. We are going to heal all these things, and we're going to take the Rife technology, mingle it with the Priori technology, and we are going to create frequency boxes and machines. And your own Bob James developed the chair, the frequency device for Robson Monicus. So don't tell me that you've got to go to Tijuana. Don't tell me you've got to go to Mexico City. All you have to do is get Bob to build you one and keep your mouth shut. These things are not unlawful. It is what is done with these things that becomes unlawful. Don't you see? You shut down your own programs. So Zita's next question was, what do I do? I have this security blanket. I have to take my drops and I have to... Well, of course, my suggestion would have been to, when they bring in that pot of high colonic hot water, that you just insist on adding a little of your own holy water to it. Dump in a little Giandriana and get it up where it will do some good.
Where the sun don't shine?
Where the sun don't shine. Let's put a little sunlight on this thing. Well, you see, it takes a very special person with a real sense of humor and a willingness to go through what Zita's going to go through with all the rest of us. Because she's going to hate every one of you who suggested this by tomorrow morning. And I hope that you remember you did it. I didn't. I'm going to stay in heaven. Well, what would you do? What would you do?
Kidnap her.
No, you wouldn't. You would be right down there with her, or you would be exactly what she did, sign up for the chemotherapy and then think about it later. You become desperate when they pronounce a death sentence on you. Every one of you do. And any one of you that is willing to go through what is required for some of these programs, this is what you're going to be able to deal with later. You won't have the facilities later. And you see, you can be sure that Medicare is only going to pay for the destructive treatment. None of this other quackery. So it leaves people with the inability to go and seek help. And it leaves all of you without knowing what would be good to be utilized in your health center. And you may discard some things and you may include some things. All of these cleansing programs help rid the body of the sloughing off mutant cells, even if there is no living cell. Therefore, it gets rid of toxins. It does a lot of things that allow the immune system then to begin to get stronger and stronger and continue to heal this body. In the processing, you will now go research some of these other things that are possibilities for use. If they have been working already without the things that we have brought, then with the things, you're going to have a healthy society. Always, from inception of the idea of Tehachapi and doing anything, was a healing center headed right up with hypnotherapy. Mind over disease. It can be. But anymore, it is so misused that mind over disease is also considered unacceptable because it works. Just like melatonin will be taken from the market because it works. Laetril was taken from the market because it works. And there are places in Mexico where you can go and get Laetril injections. Quite frankly, this is B17. I advocate spelt, toasted with butter. It releases B17. But even spelt is beginning to make its inroads. Article from Michigan on spelt. You're going to make it, people. It may not seem so great day in and day out. And there are going to be those hard impacts against us. But quite frankly, I believe that you're going to find it's going to get easier as we go. Because we're not in competition. And I'm not in favor of pulling down governments. I don't have to. You don't have to. That is a distractor. If you can't build without overthrow or threats or whatever, you see, you start at a little level and you build a community. And you will always have the ones in the community who don't understand and don't want to play according to the righteous laws. I don't thrust any laws that says you have to do anything, except that if you're going to play on my turf, in my game, with my things, then I expect uprightness. I expect integrity. Rick, tell us what's happened, please, with Kathy, so we can move along here a little bit.
The ruling that came down from the judge was that I believe it's the state is holding Kathy personally liable for the expenses of Kelly over all this time to the tune of about $4 million.
Well, isn't she lucky she doesn't have anything? Let me tell her about corporations one of these days, okay?
I have. And they're sending me to court, I think, to take care of it.
You're losing.
Yeah.
That off too. Mark was able for the first time in a long time to speak directly with Kelly, and apparently that was an excellent meeting. They had been withholding her mail from her because she had threatened some people with bodily harm recently. However, when Mark and Kathy were able to meet with her, they were able to go through all of the packages and all of the mail. So now Kelly is getting her mail. Apparently, there was some kind of rendezvous that the court wanted to arrange with Mark and Kathy in a motel room that was highly suspicious, and Mark and Kathy managed to get that shut down. But they were both of the feeling that there was some kind of setup taking place. When I spoke to them on Friday, they were both pretty upset about what had happened.
and they didn't know where it was going to go at this point. Kelly very much appreciates everybody's letters and support, and I would encourage people to keep writing supportive letters to her, because it makes the world a difference, and she's really reading those, and the message is getting across and really helping her make it through. Where it's going to go, I don't know. Mark and Kathy don't know. But Kelly seems to be strong and alert, and according to Kathy, sees through all the bullshit, including the judges. And Kathy was very pleased about that part.
There are several ways to go from here. Left in the judicial system, the child will be an adult and responsible for herself by the time anything legally could be done. I find it interesting that they would charge Kathy O'Brien responsible for all of these debts when the custody was actually handed over prior to this to her father, Cox. And why would not Cox be responsible for his child's debts anyway? So there are all sorts of things here, but absolutely, to deal in this arena with lawyers, there are no people left in the world that can afford it. Period. So let me remind you that there are uses for corporations which must be handled totally, totally, uprightly, meticulously, and never misused. Because the moment you misuse or abuse your corporation shelter, as far as I'm concerned, you deserve to lose. When you use it incorrectly, it is like abusing a child, and I have no use for it, or the abuser. It is a shelter, and it can be used with great integrity, but it has a flaw. If you are using as a shelter your corporation, a corporation bringing a cause of action requires a licensed card-carrying attorney. The judge will say, you have to have an attorney. Well, most corporations, by the time they are in those kinds of straits, they can't afford an attorney either. And no, they don't allow the president to come in and represent or whatever. Although, sometimes when you are filing private bankruptcy, and you are the owner or the major stockholder or whatever, the decision maker of a corporation, they will allow you to represent both in the closing if there are not great, great outstanding debts and credits. So each individual structure must be looked at separately as an absolute separate entity with only some major guidelines. Now, you will find in the corporation structure that somehow this got written in there by some attorneys. Remember that all corporations also usually, especially the bigger they get, not only have an attorney, but they usually have the entire law firm. So tell me how it is that some of these corporate attorneys turn in and resign from the Los Angeles Bar Association because the Bar Association was going to give honor to Darden and Clark out of the Simpson case. What is this garbage? But it must indicate that they will have a spokesperson under which they can serve the corporate needs anyway. I think that is something that should be tested. And I think that Mr. Dixon will be back on his feet, and I think we'll begin to test some of these things. And I haven't forgotten Kathy and Mark, so just hang with me. We have a lot of ongoing things. Well, you see, George Abbott never has to stop because it only costs him what it costs to file a paper, and he never pays it. And as he pushes it forward, he sends the bill and then a law order to collect the bill from his client, which is Leon and Eleanor. So the longer he goes and the more papers he files, if they don't put a stop to this, they've drained him. He kept it going until the $40,000 that had been paid has been covered now, more than covered in legal bills. How will he ever get it back? It was already gone. He's never had an accounting of this trust fund. It's gone. And the only prayer that Abbott has is to have such an outstanding legal bill that it balances it out, washes it out, and they still owe him money. So let's just say, since it's happened this way, that Rod McBroom took out of John's income at least $11,000 to pay Abbott, which was really out to also get John. The court ordered that paid back, but I don't believe I've seen it. Coming back to John, have you seen it, John? Right. And it just goes on and on and on into infinity. Nothing is ever done to stop it. Rick did more with one filing than all of these lawyers put together have done in 5 years now. And he could afford to do it. You can afford to pay. You can collect from each other enough to pay a $200 filing fee or less. And so I have asked that Gene Dixon start a school that will be part of the institute. It's time you made your institute what it started out to be, an institute for research and education. Spelt is research. All the GIAs and the DRIAs are research. And you will have a law school, and you will have a health healing institute. And I'm sure that Gene is diligently working. You see, he's been working from the angle of get his own ticket back. I don't want him to have his ticket back. You see, if he can't get his little club membership back, he is going to push like hell to get the rest of you educated in proper. Because the Constitution says you can have someone stand for you. But mainly, if you know what you're doing, none of you are foolish, stupid people. Go stand for yourself. It's the paperwork. Do the paperwork absolutely, impeccably, and the judge has to look at it. And then know what to look for in the response from Methvin's little attorney circle in San Francisco. Comes the most ridiculous writing back to Rick that right across in bold, flashing, neon letters said, "Hey, man, I got a case." They're scared. They hedge all the words. Most of. And the lies start from the first sentence. All of the parties of the defendants are residents of Nevada. When every one of them, only the corporate birthing place is Nevada of America West publishers and distributors. And Greens have been residing and doing business out of Bozeman, Montana for a very, very long time now. So you have put a lawyer in the position of putting an erroneous document before a federal judge in District 9. And it goes downhill from there. So all you have to know is what to look for and know how to use a law library. And someone to guide you along. And I will guarantee you people will pay to come to the school. Because you will not charge their arms and their legs. You will teach them to do their work, and they will pay you for your services of teaching. And at this moment, there is an empty building owned by Gene's friends. He has a room, a very beautiful place that they provide for him in exchange for his legal expertise. Some doctors had had that building prior to it becoming empty. And so, of necessity, it is being held empty. And you could have meeting rooms there that has a better pulling area than does Tehachapi, but he can have classes in both places. And we have enough expert, victims, it's a good word, for every one of you to practice on. There's enough cases going on with just EJ and Doris that you can pass them out. Leon Fort should not have to go hire another attorney to fight his. And with a little guidance, he could get up in a court of law and pull this whole thing to a screeching halt. If he knew how and would do it. You're all terrified of that system, including Dharma. She just quivers and shakes. Because they just continue to rule against you. Well, if you're not having to pay $275 an hour, which is the going rate for a good attorney, you can file a lot of papers. So we're going to do that. We didn't come here for a popularity contest and hope to win. As our own little meeting group diminishes, we get more cake, but a lot more work. On the other hand, we're beginning to know our friends and who is substantial. And this does not mean that all ones came hoping to rip off God. Don't be silly. Or thought they weren't doing what they felt was a better way. And don't confuse that with any idea that I might have slipped in my wording. No one does wrong without knowing. So let's just leave that right there. Because other things amongst members or groups and friends is getting deeper and heavier and dirtier. And all you have to do is wait for the facts to come to the surface. And I can appreciate confusion. And I can especially appreciate confusion in one just opening up to what they thought was a godly situation to find that there are ones who are not. And how can you tell? You can tell by the cover. You can tell by the words. You can tell by the actions. If things are done in hidden darkness, you better question. If only partial truths or lies are told, you better really question. Because when the affidavits come back of the way it really was, it's so much uglier than you ever thought it was. Did somebody set out to destroy? No, they had a lot of help from good intentioned people, agreeing with them, egging them on. I would like all of you, for instance, to think just a minute about the location of the farm and places within a given area of within 4 miles. Anyone come up with anything much different than the Asadurian property? I'm asking a question. I'm that's for sale. To the farm, within 4 miles of the farm that's for sale. Because Rod told Louise that he was going to buy a farm out there within 4 miles, and he was going to raise felt. Could he keep the tractor? A little farm The Asadurian property is a little farm worth about $3 million. Has the biggest horse arena, indoor arena, probably as big as any in the county. It was always uppermost on the list of acquisitions.